Intersports LLC is the innovator in athletic behavioral evaluation and coaching. They evaluate and then coach athletes of all ages on the behavioral characteristics and principles that lead to improved performance on and off the field of play. A leader in the fields of athletic statistical analysis, predictive behavioral assessment, principle-based psychology, and principle-based athletic coaching, Garrett Kramer is also a former collegiate hockey player and coach, currently coaching at the high school level. He's the founder and managing partner of Intersports and here today to discuss the mind and its relationship to athletic behavioral coaching. We welcome former Jabbercast guest Garrett Kramer to the show. Welcome back, Garrett.
Good to be back. Appreciate it, buddy.
So let's discuss how the mind works in different athletes, you know, athletes from individual and team sports, like an Olympic swimmer as opposed to maybe a heavyweight boxing champion.
Yeah. Believe it or not, there's no difference whatsoever.
Okay.
There's no difference. Now, to the brain, there's differences, right? So we should talk about there's a significant difference between brain and mind.
Okay.
Okay. So clearly, in a sport like swimming versus a sport like boxing, like versus a team sport, let's say like ice hockey, there are significant differences, intellectual understandings of the sport that the players need to grasp to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to study the playbook if you're a quarterback, and you need to know it inside out. There's no way around it, right? No way around it. However, the use of the mind in sports does not vary, or in life, by the way, does not vary one iota from sport to sport or from one life situation to another.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same. And when we're talking about athletics, when we talk about mind, JD, what we're truly talking about, and this is so essential to Intersports and to how we see things, is this: we look at the mind as this clean slate that we're all born with, right?
Right.
So it's like an intellectual understanding of life, right?
Okay.
When you can approach athletics from that place of quiet, where you're in the flow, not overthinking, not getting in your own way. You hear this terminology a lot in sports, right? You are able to look and react. So if you're a baseball player and the ball's coming at you and it's a curveball, you look at the ball coming in, you react to it. No thought whatsoever, mm-hmm. right? No thought whatsoever. So that ability that instinctual, innate understanding to just kind of go with the flow, swim with the stream, is really the true source of competitiveness. And that all starts with a quiet mind, quiet from, you know, a place of quiet.
Right.
So that is really essential to everything that we teach here, we try to uncover for our players at Intersports. It's a very, very important to understand the difference between your brain and your mind. And athletes, again, because they're constantly taught to find the answer, go work on the problem, study, work, effort, you know, all this, kind of grind it out.
Right.
That truth gets blurred very often for athletes, right? The answers to any problem in life, sports, whatever, always come from a place of quiet, never from revved up thinking. When athletes could see that, right, the perceptual field, their consciousness and the perceptual field actually expands for them, and the game comes easy.
Right. And I think I saw in the seminar that you have online that you you mentioned something about in a critical moment, say, during an athlete's performance, when the adrenaline is flowing, the pressure of that and outside sources can negatively affect their situation. Let's talk a little bit about how that works and how you might deal with that.
Let's say you're a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And you, in a game, you go 0 for 5, okay? Let's say you're a high school baseball player and you go 0 for 5. It is commonly taught and almost expected of coaches and parents, et cetera, that player, after the 0 for 5, what's the right thing to do? Well, let's go to the batting cage 20 minutes after the game and let's go swing at baseballs till our hands bleed. That's how you'll earn your way out of this so-called bad game. And coaches love that type of player.
Right.
Okay? Easy to know why. I mean, you can see why a coach would like that type of player. He seems to have determination and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, he's gritty. He's going to find the answer. He's not going to settle for a bad game. Okay, that all makes sense. And those aren't necessarily bad thoughts for a player. The issue, though, is your state of mind in that moment. Are we all bound up? Are we in such a rage and feeling our self-worth possibly is diminished because we played poorly in that moment? And if that's the case, the real trick is to stay away from the batting cage, because from that place, you're only going to compound the problem. You're never going to find the answer, mm-hmm. right? So we teach athletes to say, okay, if that's where we're at right now, let's just put this, let's back burner this issue. All right, let's back burner this 0-for-5, okay, until we can see our way through to quiet, okay?
Right.
See our way through to it's not to say for a second, JD, that we say, oh, that's great, we just went over, not even for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I constantly tell athletes that you can be upset and you can be positive at the same time. People don't understand that. You could be very upset about the 0-for-5, right? The real trick is not to be mad at yourself.
Right.
Be mad at the 0-for-5, but hey, you're okay. Let's just chill a little bit. Let's just try to, let's just kind of put back burner this issue when we're feeling empowered, when we're feeling that, okay, you know, then we go to that cage and then we can go work our butts off. But the answer will come a lot sooner from that quiet place than it will from a place of revved up thinking, no question about it.
Now, can anyone learn the skills that you teach, and can these athletes apply these like long after your coaching? Do they need to revisit these techniques or maybe hold later sessions with you?
Because we're teaching an understanding, right? Not a quick fix or not a temporary how-to, right? We're teaching an understanding of what life and this journey is all about, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What happens is sometimes it gets blurred for us. Sometimes our thinking, and this even happens to me, by the way. Okay, I'm not, you know, I sometimes get in my own way with my thoughts also, right?
Right, right.
And but however, I've been at this long enough to know when to act and what not to act, mm-hmm. all right? When to just hang in there, because I know there's always the hope for something better,
right?
I know that how I'm feeling in the moment, maybe my mood's low, I know in 10 minutes I'm going to be feeling differently. Now, if I get revved up and try to find the answers to my supposed issues when my mood is low, it's not going to take 10 minutes. It could take 10 days or
right.
10 years for some people, unfortunately, right?
Sure.
Once a person has this understanding, JD, they already have, so you already know this. When you're a young kid, you know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to tap back into that truth, that inner wisdom that everyone possesses. If a player gets stuck in their thinking and they need to reach out to me or come see me or have me travel out to them, I'm happy to do it. But as we work with athletes, those meetings, those sessions get fewer and far between, and that's really my goal.
I want to talk to you a little bit about how drugs might affect your ability to work with athletes, and because we know that they affect the mind, and how does that all fit in with what you do?
Again, it goes back to this truth that external circumstances have no ability to regulate us.
Oh, exactly.
That's more of a quick fix, right?
Right.
In other words, so you have it makes perfect sense intellectually that if you're an athlete and you're in a slump, right, we're going to have to, right, let's look outside of us for the answer,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's look towards hypnosis, maybe, or let's look at a performance-enhancing drug, or because this is bothering us so much, let's look at a mind-altering drug.
Right, right. Yeah.
Right. Once a player, see, we all know how that ends up, though, right? So in the moment, that truth gets blurred, right?
Right, yeah.
So you have the thought, this is, I feel awful, I'm letting my team down, I'm letting my coach down, I'm letting myself down, maybe I won't earn much money next year if I don't get this fixed, so I got to go find the answer,
mm-hmm.
right? So you can see how that could happen, right? But just because you have the thought doesn't mean you have to act on the thought.
Right.
Because when you, and that thought only comes from a place of revved up thinking. It doesn't come from clarity, from calm clarity, from your inner wisdom. It comes from, you know, from a place of upset, a place of confusion. So once you show an athlete, and you could use a million examples, and there's never been one that's turned out good, right? Mm-hmm. So when a player reaches for any type of drug, again, performance enhancing, mind altering, or whatever, it's never turned out good, not even one time.
Of course.
It's impossible for it to happen.
Right.
So when players start to see that, and when they start to realize that it's just a thought, the thought itself of looking outside them is normal. We all have these type of thoughts all the time. You
sure.
do it, I do it, everybody. Derek Jeter even does it, right? The trick, though, is the wise know that they've created their thought. And it's self-created. I always tell players joking around, the difference between wisdom and folly is that fools know only what they think, but the wise know they're the thinker.
Right.
So those who believe that when they have a thought, we've got to act on that thought, are the ones that get in trouble. If they can just hang in there, recognize the state of mind that produces that type of thought, and the feelings that will ensue, and then say, okay, wait, let's hang in there. We are wired for clarity and fluent thinking, right? That is how we're ultimately wired. And if we can just see that, mm-hmm. the truth will shine through, and we won't go reach for that answer outside of us, right? Now, if a player does do that, JD, we just kind of need to approach them, as I said, not judging the behavior, right? Right, that's how yeah. we go back to our other discussion about trust and respect, not judging the behavior. We approach that kind of situation from a place of understanding, because we can understand why that would happen, mm-hmm. and compassion, and we go from there. Let's go back to state of mind. Go back to state. You talk about mind, state of mind. Right, it's all lies in state of mind, not the behavior. It's so important to see that. And when a player sees that you're going to approach it that way, we won't fail. We won't fail in our work. It's impossible, actually.
In closing up with the interview here, is there any, maybe some exercise or something listeners could use, maybe not even athletes specific, but ways to help them maybe tune out things that could interfere with their goals?
I don't blame you for asking the question, but I almost would see an exercise as a quick kind of fix. Right. I'm going to give you. So again, go back to what I said about looking within.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look within. So when you kind of are getting stuck in the moment, understand that there's always the possibility for something better. Right.
Right.
How you feel now. Let's say you're stuck, and how you feel now is certainly not how you'll feel in a week from now. I'll tell you about this. In closing, I'll tell you a quick story.
Sure.
I had an NHL player, National Hockey League player, in my office about 2.5 weeks ago. He had gotten off to a rough start in the season, and he was one of the leading scorers in the league last year. And he just couldn't get out of his own way. This external circumstance of performing poorly on the ice was just, he couldn't sleep, he was having trouble eating. He was really having a rough go of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the my role is to, and he wanted an answer. He wanted a fix. Okay, give me the secret to, you know, give me an exercise. Give me something.
Right. Right?
My role was actually to show him there was nothing he needed to do. Just be. Right,
mm-hmm.
Because the more he would try to do something to fix it, kind of like if you look at one of our videos, my partner says, like stepping on the gas when your tire's in the mud,
mm-hmm.
you're only going to get in your own way. And that's why athletes get into slumps. Right, the real trick is to know that there's nothing you need to do. Nothing. All you need, because when you do nothing, right. You find the answer, because from clarity and quiet, you find the answer. So what I said to this player was like, look, I don't know how you're going to be feeling a week from now, but I can guarantee you're not going to be feeling like you're feeling now. That's
right.
All I said to him. That's all I said. So the possibility for something greater is out there. The other thing is, I don't know what path is appropriate. In other words, let's say he scores one more goal the entire year, or let's say he scores 50. We don't know where we're going with in either direction. So it looks intellectually like, because he's a professional hockey player, the better path is 50. Makes sense, right? But at the end of the day, we don't know that, right? So we don't know where we don't know about the twists and turns of life and where they take us. But if we quiet our mind, we will always find that no matter where they take us, it's productive. And so explaining this to the player, kind of whacking him in the head a little bit and saying, whoa, just let's back up here a second, all right? You're creating this reality for yourself in the moment, right? Let's just back burner this issue. Quiet your thinking. The answers will come. Now, what happened here was beautiful. He scored 5 goals in the next 4 games, and he's leading the team in scoring, and he's doing great.
Sweet.
Just a great, you know, yeah. I got lucky. But I think when you quiet your mind, you kind of see that it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. Anything that's happening makes sense, you know?
Right.
We can only do that from a place of clarity and quiet, and we can only do that long-term by clearly understanding that the answers come from within, not outside us. By the way, that's why the name of my company is InterSports.
Exactly. Can you give us your website address again, contact info for listeners?
Sure, JD. It's inner-sports.com. My email's all over the site, but it's gkramer@innersports.com. And there's all kinds of contact information and also free resources on our website.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to you again, Garrett, and best wishes for the future of InterSports.
You too, JD. Thanks again for having me.